Not According to Plan by Ned Storm, read by Bree. This is a Teen Wolf fanfic. That was a perfect example of how not to do things, Styles summarized, leaning heavily against Chris. Chris hummed in agreement, wrapping an arm around Styles' shoulders to tug him closer. They were both filthy and tired, but they were also unharmed, aside from a few scrapes and bruises. They were fine, all of them, but not thanks to Scott and his interpersonal skills. No, the only reason they were intact was thanks to Styles' quick thinking, Peter's vast knowledge, and Chris's years of hunting experience, and also complete trust in his partners. The rest of the pack thankfully quickly followed their lead, and now, a few hours and a needless victory later, Chris and Styles got to watch Peter, Derek, and Lydia tearing into Scott for his incompetence. It was a pretty sight, even if exhaustion took some fun out of it. This sucks. I had plans for tonight. Styles complains, turning in Chris's hold for a half-hug, butting his forehead gently against Chris's chin. But now I'm too tired for any sort of celebrating. That gave Chris pause, and it seemed to have also caught Peter's attention, their werewolf always keeping half an ear on them if possible. What sort of celebrating? Peter asked, before Chris could, leaning into Chris's free side. One of his arms wrapped around Chris's lower back, and the other settled on Styles' cheek, coaxing him gently to lift his face and look at them. Well? Styles started, stopping to worry at his lower lips slightly, clearly nervous about the news, but not unhappy, judging by the happy glimmer in his eyes. Satomi and I figured out what had me under the weather these past 2 weeks. Styles paused again, leaning away enough to look at Chris and Peter properly, but not far enough to lose their embrace. Guess we'll be needing a bigger place sooner than later. It took Chris a second, but then he was all but throwing himself at Styles, much to his boy's delight, if the peal of laughter was anything to come by. You're pregnant? Peter asked, only slightly behind Chris in realizing what Styles meant. He, too, was now holding tightly onto Styles, and Chris, looking breathtakingly handsome in his joy. We're going to be fathers? The whole pack took notice of them by then. Someone squealed, and there were a few shouts of surprise. Chris was sure the lot of them were about ready to pounce upon them with congratulations. He'd give them their chance. In a few minutes, after he and Peter were done peppering Styles with kisses and whispering promises no one else should hear. This is the end. Thank you for listening.